Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
The Bible says to us in the New Testament, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. And it is happening. And if you did not have the light of the Word of God, how'd you like to be a young person out there? I might get on drugs too. If my neighborhood, all these horrible things were going on. I think probably that if I were not a believer and did not know the Word of God, I would be an alcoholic. Because you would have to have some kind of escape from all this darkness. But the Bible tells us we've got a light shining in the dark place. A sure word of the propheticos. These scriptures that were given by God moving on the holy men of old, and we cannot ignore them. We must not ignore them to our young people. The Baptist advertised out in California a few years back, a certain church, small church, that they were going to teach on the book of Revelation every Sunday night. That place was packed out by young people. They had to go to bigger and bigger and bigger churches because they want to know. And it's been kind of an attitude in our churches. Oh, the book of Revelation, they make jokes about it. Ha, 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 the book of Revelation. I think that's the silliest thing to do because the book of Revelation is the one book that says if you read it, you're going to get blessed. Why go against the Word of God? The revealed will of God is that we read that book and get a blessing and that we have some light as to what's going to happen in the future. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians when it's speaking to us and speaking about last day things, it says, you are not the children of darkness that day should come upon you unawares. You're the children of the light. Walk in the light. Pray. Be sober. Watch and pray. Be used of God. I'm telling you, there's some folk out there during the Gulf War, our churches got full. And our church, I was preaching on the Gulf War, and we have it out there, the judgment side of harvest, telling exactly what the Bible says about some of those nations that were involved in the war. And people want to know, and they have a right to know. And if they're going to come to the light, they're going to have to come to the Word of God, and we should be the ones who understand the Word of God, be able to help them. God placed His very name and reputation and His credentials for being God as He tells the future before it happens. And so turn with us to Isaiah chapter 41. I love these chapters. I love the way God talks about Himself. He's not mealy-mouthed about it either. His claim to be God. You'll enjoy if you'll just read these three chapters. A few chapters here starting with Isaiah 41, 42, 43. And pay particular note to who he says he's writing to. Here in Isaiah 41, we shall begin with verse 8. And you can see that he is addressing Israel. Even Jacob, which is the natural seed. But thou, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. Unless you want to be reduced to zero, don't attack Israel with your mouth or with your guns. Now, they're God's people. He's dealing with them. They did not fully obey Him. He dispersed them in the earth. But He says to them, I'm going to be with you out there. And He says, all those who bother you, they're going to have to deal with me. And then on that line down in verse 20, He calls Himself, the end of verse 20, the Holy One of Israel hath created it. And He says to these islands and to these others, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Who? These people out there who are contending with Israel all along. These people of the world who are attempting to solve the problems in Jerusalem. And we're going to get right down to what's happening in Jerusalem before this week. And what about that tunnel business? It's right up to date, this book. And all those people who are bothering themselves and saying, oh, the Bible's just a myth. He says, let them, verse 22, bring forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things were to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. He says, if you can really tell what's going to happen out there in the future, then we'll know you're God. He's the only one who does. And he dares to write it in the book. I'm sure that the demons of hell have been studying the book of Daniel for a long time. But he dares to write what's going to happen. He knows the beginning from the end, and he says that is the criteria for being God. Now we go down to verse 26, because he hath declared from the beginning that we may know, that we may say, he is righteous. Bless the Lord. Now, verse 8 of the next chapter. I am Jehovah, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. Idols don't know what's out there. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you. Gene Wilkerson always said, there are two golden hooks upon which all earth's history hangs, the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. All other history pales in the light of it. Bless the Lord. And we are approaching now and looking prophetically at the second coming of the Lord. To understand prophecy, we must rightly divide the Word of God. Now, I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, we see the three groups of peoples that God sees in New Testament times. Three divisions as groups. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense. And here are the people that you possibly could offend. Neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Actually, that word in the middle means the nations. Yours might say Greeks. That's because the Gentile world had been Hellenized. But the three groups that God sees, and we'll go into this in more detail, is as groups. And he has futures for these groups, prophecy for these groups, judgment for these groups, and places in the millennium for these groups. Now, what you want to be sure to do is stay yourself in the right group when you're interpreting prophecy. And so the three groups are the Jews, the nations, and the church. I used to work for Brother Hagin, and it was my job to make Word of Faith lessons and books out of his teachings. I would bring home his Rhema Bible Training Center tapes at night, and as I was preparing dinner, I would go through them, and I was listening one night, peeling potatoes, and I heard him say, he was teaching on marriage and divorce. And he said, do you know why that what Jesus said in the Gospels on the subject of marriage and divorce does not seem to match what Paul said in the letters? And he said, do you know why? And they didn't know why, and I didn't know why. I thought Paul and Jesus should agree. And he said, it is because they were speaking to two different groups of peoples. He said, Jesus was speaking to Jews living under the old covenant, and Paul was speaking to Christians living under the new covenant and the law of love. And he said, now you're here to study the Bible. You must rightly divide the Word of God. And he took them to, turn with me please, to 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study, that's what we're going to do this week, to show thyself approved unto God. Timothy's a minister. He's going to have to be approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is the word of truth, the Bible. And Brother Hagin said in his teaching that day, if the Bible can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided. And he said, all error comes from a wrong division of the Word of God. Then he gave to those students who are studying to be ministers some rules for Bible, studying the Bible, for rightly dividing the Word. He said, number one, you always have to find out who's talking. Different people can be talking. And based on who's talking, you find out if you have to obey it. For instance, Job's comforters. They said things that they later had to repent of, and it's reported in the Bible. But you don't have to go by what Job's comforters said. And I have heard at least two sermons in my life taken from an isolated text from one of Job's comforters who got in trouble for saying it. And I squirmed in my seat all the time I was listening to those sermons because I wanted to get up and say, you don't have to pay attention to this. The guy got in trouble for it. And so you find out, number one, who's doing the talking? Number two, who does the scripture speak to? To whom is it spoken? Jesus said certain things to Judas that, of course, you don't have to obey. But the Bible is written, bless the Lord, to more than one groups of people. We're not God's only people. God has a people called the Jews. And the Bible can be written, sections are written to. It's all for us, of course, and all to us. We can learn things about his character and the way he treats them and how merciful he is. But by and large, the Old Testament is written concerning the Jews and Jewish history, and it's also written concerning the Gentiles and the nations. There's much in there about the Messiah, and of course we come in on that. But if you actually want to find out, all the Bible's written to the church and all the Bible's written for the church, but the actual part of the Bible that's written about the church is in the New Covenant. And it is in the book of Acts and in the letters, the epistles. And it's there that you're going to find your prophetic future. And that's very necessary when you're studying prophecy so that you won't come back into the Old Testament, see something God wants the Jews to do, and then you've been taught this false doctrine that God's through with the Jews, so you see that you have to fulfill this, and pretty soon you're laying down your rapture. That's not right, folks. And when you come into teaching such as that, which say Jesus is not coming back until we get all this world all straightened out and everything just wonderful, it's not right. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. And the Antichrist is going to be going down here on the earth. We're going to be coming back with him. So it's very, very necessary to understand that in studying prophecy, we see, is it to the Jews? Is it concerning the nations? Is it to the church? We'll go into this in more detail. The church is a revelation of the New Testament. Really, to tell you the truth, it was kind of a surprise. It was a hidden mystery, the Bible calls it. Nobody from the Old Testament ever guessed there would be such a creature as the church, that God himself would come actually and live inside us. It's called the mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it was not even revealed so much in the four Gospels. It was not revealed until there came along a man named Paul, and Paul received this mystery, this revelation of the church. The church is guided by the Lord, Lord Jesus himself, to watch.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!